This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. The nation of South Korea is on the brink of a nationwide coronavirus pandemic, according to the Director General of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On Sunday, Jung Yeon-kyung said that new cases are increasing in all 17 regions of South Korea. The 397 new COVID-19 cases reported late Saturday represented the highest daily jump in cases since March. Korea's health minister said Saturday that new nationwide restrictions, which began today, followed 9 days of triple-digit increases in cases. South Korea's nationwide ban on large gatherings closes churches, nightclubs, beaches, and stops fans from attending professional sporting events. Officials said more than 800 new cases can be traced back to a rally held by a right-wing preacher, while another group of cases traces back to a Starbucks. Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. reported 23.2 million COVID-19 cases worldwide early Sunday, with more than 800,000 deaths. The U.S., as it has for months, leads the world in the number of COVID-19 infections with 5.6 million, followed by Brazil with 3.5 million and India with more than 3 million. Health officials in the U.S. believe the number of infections in America may be 10 times greater than reported because of lack of testing and reporting. Children ages 12 and older should wear a face mask in the same situations as an adult should, while 6-year-olds to 11-year-olds should wear masks, should wear them as risks require, the World Health Organization and UNICEF are saying. This is to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Older children could play more of a role in virus transmission than younger children, the two organizations said. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.